forever. Life is strange. On another level, life is also dangerous in these places. Late in the afternoon, a mob of zombies rampaged the village and killed some of the people. Luckily, we escaped unharmed, but some of my former schoolmates lost their chickens and other livestock. A couple of them even lost their lives. I'm not sure how I should feel about all this. Thursday. I'm gradually getting used to the dull life. Mum decided I have to help her out around the house with cooking, washing, and other such trivial things. So I am now spending my day feeding my sister and cleaning my father's socks. Not great, but at least no one else knows, which is awesome. Friday. Blimey, my sister is worth like 1,000 bullies. She brought home a friend from school today, in spite of the fact that she is not supposed to. I managed to hide in my room a split second before they entered the living room. I could hear them talking in her room about boys and other idiotic things. Carly, you have to see Baron. You know, the boy who looked awesome in kindergarten. What's there to see? I'm so over him. Ever since he shaved his head and asked me to give his ring back. Such an idiot. Well, I was just saying because he is now one of the best mindball players in our school, and he looks awesome. No kidding. Baron, the fat bitchy. Sai, you have to see him. Yeah, I guess so. But I'm more interested in knowing who will win the Mind Girl of the Year award. You know, after Mary got burnt by that creeper's explosion, and Bernadette was shot by the skeleton, Jean has a really good shot at the title this year. I know. Who would have thought that Jean would become Mind Girl of the Year? Our little Jean, who is still afraid to look at herself in the mirror. You know what I think? If it weren't for these mobs, we would have been really bored. They both laugh. God, make them stop. Make that girl leave our house. Sai, do you ever wonder what boys think of when they just stare at you blankly? I asked my brother once. He was not happy at all. He said that boys just stare, thinking of absolutely nothing. And then we had a fight. Of course we had a fight. When your little sister starts messing around with you, endlessly asking what are you thinking, even after you tell her a couple of times, she needs a good lesson. What could I possibly think of when I say nothing? The heaven? The holy minds? When I say nothing, I mean it. Boys can do that. We can think of nothing. I wonder if he has a diary. My father always says librarians keep a diary throughout their life. Well, not the same one, but you get it, Sai. He does, but he keeps it with him all the time. Besides, I'm not allowed to enter his room, because he is afraid I'd break his redstone devices. What devices? Something he calls a computer. He has lots of games and interesting things on it, like those disc skeletons drop after they get killed. Really? Let's have a...